North Posey football is 3-0 in 2024, but that could change tonight as they go on the road to play Tell City. Hello and welcome. This is week four of the North Posey football show. I'm Brian Klein. We're going to hear from Waylon Schenck. He's going to tell us what we need to know about how the Vikings can keep that undefeated record against another undefeated team in Tell City. We'll also break down last Friday's game, a big win against South Spencer in the pocket. So it's all brought to you by Oriski Excavating, H&R AgriPower, United Fidelity Bank, Evansville Estate Emporium, and Award World Trophies. We'll take a step aside. Head coach Waylon Schenck waiting on deck on the other side right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Back here on week four of the North Posey football show, the head coach Waylon Schenck. I'm Brian Klein. Happy to be with you, coach. Really appreciate the time.
Well, thanks for having us on.
All right, so before we go forward and at Tell City, let's talk about the first road game of the year. That was last week at South Spencer, 28-16. You guys get the win. How'd you get it done?
Defense played really well. Was able to contain, you know, Ty Brown for the most part. And, you know, we knew we had to limit his big play ability. And I think we held him to about 80 yards rushing on 20 carries. When we need to, and kind of got out of there with a sloppy win. Conference, it's tough to do, so we're happy. Final score ended up being 31-16. We hit a late field goal, but started off really slow, but kind of came around. Like I said, as the game went on, offense found some traction. Defense played really good all night, and like I said, when you can explosive offense like South Spencer has right now to what we do.
Yeah, I feel like anyone, any team, any coach that comes on the air, they can tell us, hey, when things go our way, we're going to win the game. And that sounds fairly obvious, but that's the truth. When things go your way, things are easy. But to win, like you said, and against South Spencer and maybe against, say, Mount Vernon, a game that you guys probably wanted to clean up, but you still got the win. You guys have made a habit of getting those gritty wins. What does that say about this team three games in?
Well, I can't question about our kids or the effort in which they play with. And, those guys play really hard. We don't always do things perfectly. They're kids, and a lot of these kids are inexperienced and clean things up. We're going to get better and better as the season goes on. And, that's got to start really, this week. But I do think we've made progress each week. It's kind of a running joke for us. You know, in our coaching staff, we didn't look great against Mount Vernon, but we were able to find a way to win. And when you look back at that now, Mount Vernon's a really good football team. They put up almost 60 points in back-to-back weeks. They're playing solid football, so that's a really good win for an inexperienced group that we had going into week one. And I think as the season progresses, people are going to realize that South Spencer's a good football team. Ty Brown's an elite athlete. They were really big up front. They had a big bruising tailback. It's a good win for us to go on the road and win a conference game against a team that started a bunch of seniors. They're a very experienced team again. And at times we've got five sophomores and two freshmen on the field offensively. So pleased with the progress we're making. Excited about where we're at. It's not always pretty, but when you can be 3-0 and not play your best football, makes you feel good as a coach, knowing that our better football is still ahead of us.
At 3-0, that's about all a coach can ask for at this point in the year. North Posey with wins against Mount Vernon, Princeton, and South Spencer last week. Undefeated. The question is, what are they going to do tonight at Tell City? Well, we're going to talk about that later on in the program. This is week four of the North Posey football show with the head coach, Waylon Schenck. We'll take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Back here on the North Posey football show, the head coach, Waylon Schenck. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you now, coach. We were talking before the break about your 3-0 start, and specifically about the third game last week at South Spencer. But this being a pretty natural breaking point in the season, a third of the way through your schedule, and we talked about what you've learned about your team regarding their work ethic. But then again, I think we knew that going into this season, that this was going to be a very hard-working group. So that's the good news. The bad news, you tell me, what needs to be improved upon with the next six games, the last six games of the 2024 season?
With us, it's what we've harped on all week in practice. Weeks is just being consistent. Being consistent in our being consistent in terms of game, being consistent in how we take care of our bodies, and then that rolls into what you see on the field: consistency and execution, consistency and paying attention to the details, consistency and playing our skin discipline in terms of where we need to be on the field and when we need to be on the field. So, you know, that's what we're preaching. We're doing some really good things. We're just not doing them consistently enough to be the elite team that we were last year. But I think the potential is there. It's just, you know, how quickly can we become consistent? And I think a lot of coaches are probably searching for things like that right now. Early on, for us, we're replacing a ton of so I think consistency comes with reps. And as these younger kids or more inexperienced kids get those reps, I think the consistency will improve as we go forward.
Waylon Schenck, the head coach for North Posey football here on WREF, week 4 of the Viking football show. Now, Coach, I'm kind of curious about the timeline there. I'm sure it's different for every single player individually, but how long for a group like yours, replacing multiple starters like you are doing from a season ago, how long does this usually take to get more consistent, like you said, in what you do on a daily basis and how you go about that? To leapfrog that hurdle that you just laid out, when should we expect North Posey to accomplish that?
Well, you know, I think it's a different, you know, different kids progress differently. And you know, one guy that stands out to me right now is our quarterback, Carter Schickel.
Sure.
You know, in terms of where he was at really at the beginning of the summer to where he's at right now, the kid is reading these things. You know, he made a couple of decisions against South Spencer where he went to a secondary receiver because he saw what the defense was giving him. And he saw the coverage and how they had adjusted their coverage to account for Jed Galvin. And you know, the play was probably designed to go to Jed, and he saw that the defense was giving him some other options, and he went there on his own. And, you know, that's a sign of great things for us to come with him only being a sophomore. And, you know, he's not on the field, starting to play better. And you know, they've probably had their best week of preparation. The game plan, identifying things. Start doing that, you start getting more confident. And when you get more confident, and that leadership comes along. So we're seeing all those things. This has probably been the best week of practice we've had since we started this year in terms of these of preparing themselves mentally, physically, the inner. And I think that comes with confidence. Okay, this is what we've been saying, and you know, the light bulb's starting to come on for some of these guys. Tools are there, and it's awesome to see as they progress here. The mental is starting to become a little bit easier for them, and as that happens, the confidence is starting to rise. So, looking for big things out of our guys this week. I know we got a tough opponent headed, you know, on the road to Tell City, but like I said, our preparation's been really good this week.
We'll talk about Tell City on the other side of this break. You're listening to the North Posey Football Show, Week 4, right here on WREF. Wrapping up shop on Week 4 of the North Posey Football Show. The head coach, Waylon Schenck, I'm Brad Klein, getting you ready for tonight's game on the road at Tell City, and both teams trying to defend their undefeated 3-0 start. So, Coach, to keep the Vikings undefeated.
We got to play consistent. We got to play consistent football for four quarters. Eliminate the turnovers. We've kind of been plagued by turnovers through 3 weeks. We got a loaded roster. It's going to be a really big challenge for our defense to contain the Terry Twins. Those guys have put up unbelievable stats up to this point, and we know how good they are. You know, we've played against them for the last 3 years. Our kids know them. They're phenomenal football players, and they're going to be a handful for our defense. So really limiting the big playability of those two kids and taking care of the football on our end of things. And if we do those things, we're going to have our shot to get a big conference win tonight.
You mentioned the Terry Twins, and sure, that's kind of their identity and what they do and how they do it and who they do it with. But then again, there are 9 other guys on the field that you guys have to worry about. So you mentioned earlier on in the show that this being your best week of practice and the way that you guys have gone about it, and couldn't have come at a better time because Tell City's an excellent team, and they come in undefeated as well. So as far as the greater good, not just personnel of those guys, What are you trying to your team for when it comes to facing Tell City, of how they as a team try to attack their opponent?
You know, for us, it's doing the mental work prior to the snap of the ball.
Sure.
You know, identifying formation, identifying, you know, Tell City will go unbalanced at times. And if you don't adjust to that, they're going to outnumber you. And when they outnumber you, that's when they get their big plays. So the call is getting our defense, the ball snap, doing a little. You know, one thing that I think people do when they play this group is, you know, they're intimidated a little bit by the Terry kids, and rightfully so. They're big, they're fast, they're physical, they're strong. But, you know, we've practiced all week of just staying on our feet, finishing tackles, you know, watching their film. A lot of people hit them, drop to their knees, and they run through those. You can't do that against these kids. And but you said it, man. You know, the Terry twins get a lot of credit, and rightfully so. They're really good football players. But the kids they got around them are really talented as well. And that's what makes this so challenging is, you know, if they only had a couple kids, you could really focus on them. You know, the game plan there is pretty easy. But when you got the talent that they have around those kids, surrounding them, their play's been much better. Their offensive line play has been much better. They've got really good linebackers. So up and down their roster, there's a lot of talent. So it's going to be something that, you know, like you said, we got to play all 11 of them. And I think teams up until this point have made the mistake of just focusing on those kids, and they've got another group of guys that can hurt you if you do that.
Coach, I'll get you out of here on this, getting ready for tonight's game at Tell City. You mentioned the Carter Schickel pre-snap has been excellent as your type is what the North Posey fans are thinking about, are concerned about. Not necessarily concerned, but mostly thinking about. So when it comes to Carter pre-snap, what do you expect him to see? What do you expect him to communicate back to you when it comes to what Tell City throws his way?
What he's got to do is identify their coverages. You know, Tell City does a good job of playing some too high coverages. You know, they go single high. There's times they'll blitz their safety and play man coverage. And if Carter can recognize what we're in or what they're in pre-snap, it definitely gives us an advantage because, we've got man beaters, two beaters, we've got one high beaters. And, you know, if he can recognize that and get us in the right play, which he does a good job of, and he's done a great job this week of seeing those type of things, then it makes it a little bit easier, you know. He makes me look right. When, you know, as a play caller, sometimes you call plays and you call a bad play into a defensive strength of theirs. Carter's got the ability to change that. He's got the ability to check what he knows, you know, will beat a man coverage, to check what he knows that will beat their blitz packages. And that's what's exciting, watching him do that. And he's been pretty flawless this week in seeing it and identifying it and putting us in the right spot. That's the advantage we have going in. We're getting really smart quarterback play right now.
That's head coach Wayland Schenck here for North Posey football, getting ready for tonight's battle. Tell City trying to get to 4-0 here in 2024. Coach, really, really appreciate the time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you having us.
All right. You've been listening to the North Posey Football Show on WREF.